You're listening to another great podcast in the Stoplight Network.
This is App Minute, the short form podcast that discusses all things mobile, from apps, cases, headphones, and all things in between. Visit us at appminute.com.
John Nemo is back here at App Minute, and we've got four products today in two different categories. Our theme today is alternate sources of power for iOS devices, specifically for audio power, but also for charging. If you go to a company called Eaton, E-T-O-N, the product is called Solra, S-O-U-L-R-A. So you'll find the links in our show notes, but if you want to do a web search for it, it's E-T-O-N, that's the name of the company, and S-O-U-L-R-A. Solra, or Solray, is the name of the product. There's two different models. There's the basic Eaton Solra, which is about $133 or so. And then there's the XL, which is over $100 more, $244. These are the prices that I see today on the shopping sites on the internet. So you've got the regular Eaton Solra portable speakers with digital player dock, and the Eaton Solra XL portable speakers with the Apple dock. Basically, these are pretty much the same product. You can charge up a portable speaker and you can let it go for a long time on battery power. The difference between the Eaton Solra and other chargeable powered portable speakers is these have large solar panels, so you can charge them up and actually be out playing them and charging them at the same time using the power of the sun. Both of them come with remote controls. They're easy to use. They sound good. The major difference in what you pay more for on the XL, it has a much larger solar panel that folds over the docking area and then folds up to charge it. So you have a much larger charging area on the XL, which means it charges faster and it holds its charge longer and it just works better on the solar features. And it also, because it is a much more advanced audio unit, it sounds a lot better. It's not quite as weatherproof. If you just want one for banging around the car with the family or the friends and going hiking or picnicking, believe me, you can save the money, get the basic Eaton Solra portable for under $150. It's a great unit, but if you want more of an audiophile, a more high quality audio sound that's more of a premium unit, you want to get the XL for just under $250. I have both of these units here. I'm trying them out thanks to the Eaton Corporation. I can certainly make recommendations on EQ and stuff like that. But basically, when you want knock around and casual, you get the basic Solra. And when you want a more premium audio experience, you get the XL. We have reviewed the XL on mymac.com, and I'll get that link for Sam Negri's review. The other two products come from our friends at Just Mobile, J-U-S-T-M-O-B-I-L-E. That's the name of the company. Their website is Xtand, X-T-A-N-D.net, Xtand.net. The company is Just Mobile. There are two versions of the same thing, just like the Solra and the XL. It's the exact same thing in different sizes and different capacities. We've already talked about the Gum Plus. So now we're going to talk about the Gum Max. What the Gum Max is, about the size that would fit in your hand comfortably, the supercharged backup battery for iPad and iPad 2 with a colossal 10,400 mAh capacity. So what this means is you've got eight charging LEDs. So you plug it into the wall or another USB charging power source. You charge this baby up, and then you can use it to charge any of your iOS devices, including your iPad or iPad 2. Where it differs from the original Gum Plus, aside from being a little more expensive and a little larger, it has a higher capacity, it has a bigger battery, it has much more charging oomph, and it will charge up your iOS devices faster. So if you want to have portable charging for your iPad or your iPad 2, the Gum Max is great. If you want to have basic charging for your iPhone, your iPod Touch, your smaller iOS devices, or any, pretty much any USB interface device that you can charge up using the Gum Max and the Gum Plus, have either one you want, but the baby one is better for the more conventional, smaller, original form factor iOS devices, where the Max is great for charging your iPad to the Max. One thing to be aware of, this battery needs to be upwardly conditioned. What they tell me at the company is you need to use it and charge it and discharge it a bunch of times until it reaches its full charging capacity. Don't be upset if the first couple of times you use the Gum Max to charge up your iPad or your iPad 2, it runs out of charging power more quickly than you think you're going to need. Do not worry about that. That's perfectly okay. The prices are, the Gum Plus is under $60. I've got it at $56 from some websites, basically in the mid-50s, where the Gum Max is right around $100 on internet pricing. So it's almost twice as much, but it will charge a lot faster with much greater capacity, especially with the iPad and the iPad 2. Thanks for listening to App Minute. We appreciate it very much. And we do want you to realize there are alternate sources of power for charging using the Gum Max and the Gum Plus from Just Mobile, Xtand.net, the Solra from the Eaton Company. You've got great alternative sources of charging for your portable music. John Nemo signing off. This App Minute podcast is sponsored by Rogue Amoeba Software. Their motto is strange name, great software. Let's spell it. ROGUEAMOEBA, rogueamoeba.com. Their software is available on the internet only. I've been using their software for years and years and years, and the software that all the App Minute podcasts are made in is called Audio Hijack Pro. Record any audio, and they mean anything that's on a Mac, you can record it. You can learn how to do complex recording, or you can just do a simple click, hijack, click, record, boom. iTunes, Safari, Skype, live microphone, anything at all that's happening, sound coming into or out of your Mac can be recorded using Audio Hijack Pro. It takes a little bit of time to get used to the interface, but believe me, it's worth it. And their support team is very good with email response. If you can't find the answers on their answer page on the website, rogueamoeba.com. Now, Fission, F-I-S-S-I-O-N, is the software that I use to edit every podcast and all the audio that I do in my entire life. What Fission is, it's a waveform editor. That sounds very geeky. It isn't. You can just expand or contract the sound file that you're listening to and say, hey, I want to clip that out, I want to copy this, I want to paste that, I want to add something to it. Fission and Audio Hijack Pro from Rogue Amoeba. John Nemo gives his 3 thumbs up, 12 out of 10 rating and recommendation. I use them personally all the time, and every App Minute podcast is made using Audio Hijack Pro and Fission from rogueamoeba.com. So thank you very much, Rogue Amoeba. And now you can buy them both together in a bundle for $50 US. Normally, Audio Hijack Pro is $32. Well, well worth it. There's some days I would pay 10 times that. And Fission is normally $39, which is a darn good deal for a basic sound clip editor. And you can buy them instead of $32 and $39, which is $71, you can buy them for $50. Thanks a lot, Rogue Amoeba.
I wonder if anybody knows about my great podcast, Pocket Size Podcast, where I talk all about iOS devices, iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, Apple TV. Does anybody listen?
Excuse me, sorry to interrupt, but I couldn't help overhearing you, and I just wanted to tell you that I listen to Pocket Size Podcast.
You do? Is it because of the wonderful product reviews?
No.
Is it because it's short and concise, and it covers all your favorite Apple devices?
No.
Is it because I'm a genius and you think I'm the greatest podcaster ever?
No.
Well, then what is it? Why do you listen to Pocket Size Podcast?
Because I'm your dad.
Okay, now I'm going to get beaten up by all the other podcasters. You don't have to be my dad to listen to Pocket Size Podcast from the Stoplight Network. Find us at pocketsizepodcast.com. are all about Apple's iOS devices like iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and Apple TV. We're short, we're to the point, and you may like us, even if you're not my dad.